This is Frank Hynens interviewing April Harrison and Chantelle Shackleton on the 26th of September 2005 for the Department of Housing's Millers Point Oral History Project. This interview is being recorded at the Abraham Mott Centre, Millers Point, New South Wales. This is tape number MPFH 26, side A. Okay. There are the questions. I'll just change the questions to yours. Well, thanks for coming, Chantelle. It was nice that you also could make it.
Yep.
I appreciate your input into the project. So the Department of Housing wants to know all about what's happening in Millers Point, even for the young. So perhaps you can tell me first, I'll start with April. April, can you tell me your full name?
April Harrison.
No middle name?
April Kathleen Harrison.
Okay, great. And when were you born, April?
The 28th of March, 1990.
Right, okay. And Chantelle?
Chantelle Louise Shackleton. And I was born on the 15th of the 8th, 1986.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. So are you both born, or when you were born, were your parents both living at Millers Point at the time?
No. I moved here when I was three, from Dulwich Hill.
Right. Do you know how it came to be that your parents did move here?
My mum just decided to move. I don't know why we come here. It was a nice area when we came, and nice house, and yeah.
What's the house that you lived in when you first came here?
Pardon?
What house did you live in when you first came to Millers Point?
58 Kent Street, Millers Point.
Right.
Am I meant to say that?
Yeah, you can if you like.
Is that safe?
Oh, well, I mean, okay, well, what?
No, sorry.
If you're worried about it, you don't have to say.
No, I'm right. Yeah. Yeah, I've lived there the whole time.
Okay. And what about you, April?
I moved here from Waterloo when I was four. We were moving to Bondi, and then we got a late call saying, would we like to move to the Rocks? Let's play in the Rocks. And I live at 3/38 Cumberland Street, the Rocks. And I still live there now.
You're still living there. Okay. How do you Millers Point people feel about people in the Rocks? And do they consider it the same area, or do you look at it a bit different?
Well, we have jokes about it, but it's all Millers Point to us, really. Technically, it's still Millers Point if you look at it.
It's called Millers Point in the Rocks on our letters and that. So
there's no real difference between...
We just, like, sometimes...
Tease me about it.
If you're saying, oh, the MPBs or something, which is Millers Point boys or that... I don't know.
They tell me to go back to the Rocks.
It's just the name, but it's all Millers Point.
So. Are the Millers Point boys different from the Rocks boys?
There's no Rocks boys.
None at all?
Oh, any older ones. None.
But they class themselves as Millers Point, so.
We're all Millers Point.
Okay, all right. Good. Okay. Now, a little bit about, do your parents work in this area as well?
My mum works at Lance Kindergarten. And my brother works up at Lendlease, which is a building just up Kent Street.
Right, okay.
And they help us a lot with, like, mentoring and stuff. Like, they really help the community. So, and I work at a in Cumberland Street called KGB, where we grew up before the youth centre was here. And, yeah.
Is it the King George V?
Yeah, King George V Recreation Centre.
Yeah. And you actually work there?
Yeah.
A full-time job?
Well, I ref and umpire basketball, but I do, like, a lot of things because they're all, like, family up there to me because I've known them my whole life, so... Yeah. I play a lot of sport up there, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, and April, what about you?
My dad's on construction, so he goes around a lot. So he's not really in one place. And my mum works... She works at the moment, she's working at the Bistro at the Glenmore pub in Cumberland Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's good, and you're all Millers Point people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said, Chantelle, that you work a bit at the KGV. Is this at the time when you're not at school, you mean? Or?
Yeah, well, I did my HSC last year, and then I did TAFE for the first 6 months of this year, and I'm just having a break, and I'm going back next year.
To TAFE?
Yeah.
Ah, great.
I just completed Certificate 3 in Fitness.
So. What do you hope to do with all that?
Be a personal trainer.
Okay, right. In a fitness centre, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is how you keep practice at KGV, is it?
Yeah. I play, well, I've been playing basketball my whole life, so.
Right. Yeah. April, did you also play at KGV when you were young, when you were a child?
Yeah. When I first moved here, that's like the first place we went, and we still go there now. Like, we're playing netball there tonight at 9 o'clock, and we play a lot of sport there, and everyone knows each other, and we go up there first Friday of every month for a community barbecue and play sport and that.
Okay. It's good. So what memories do you have of how KGV used to be? I believe it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, well,
it was knocked down and rebuilt.
The old KGV was the best. It was, but then again, we were a lot younger, and I guess a lot of things were more fun. But because this where we are now used to be the gym. This was actually a gymnasium, and now they've moved that up to KGV, and that when they've rebuilt. And they had an OOSH program, which is sort of after-school care. That's what they operate up there. And it was good when we were OOSH. But it seems like it's gone downhill now, like not many people go there.
What's an OOSH program?
Out-of-school hours.
Out-of-school hours.
Uh-huh. Right, well, I see, right, sure. So when you were young, what was it like? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, it was great. Like? You'd finish school and you'd go to KGV till 6 o'clock or until your mum picked you up.
Everyone would go, all of us.
Well, when we were OOSH, we just played sport, really. That's all our group of friends did. But now I find the OOSH program, like, I don't feel like kids enjoy it anymore. That's just what I come across. Like, all my friends, sisters and that don't want to go up there and stuff.
But they are a different bunch of group kids to what we were.
Yeah, generations of kids have played there, I believe, right back to, you know, even before, 100 years earlier there was a King George V. And
Our parents used to play there and stuff. Well, not mine, but, like, a lot of parents around here actually grew up there and their parents, and, yeah, it's quite a historic
How has it changed from what it used to be? Do you remember what it was like before it was changed? Anyone?
KGV?
KGV, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember they had, like, this little... The only shelter in the whole place was this little clubhouse, and...
They had the outdoors...
It wasn't really that big, it was, like...
There was two outside courts instead of the... on either side, and it was... And just had a little play area, which it doesn't seem much now, but we loved it when we were little.
Like, we used to play Gladiator... because, like, there was a little gauntlet thing, and the touch games down there we used to play on this, like, 80-metre to 100-metre, because, like, the whole... I don't know if you've ever saw the old KGV, but down the bottom courts, it was, like, two big basketball courts attached, and...
Let's take a break. So you're telling me about KGVs it used to be?
Yeah, it was, like, about 120-metre, like, something like that. Size court, and I remember, like, the older boys who were, like, my brother's generation and then the generation up from there all used to come and play touch football. And I was a real tomboy when I was younger, so I'd play with them. And then up the top there was a little grass area where we used to play actually tackle football, which was quite entertaining when you have little girls trying to get involved. And we used to come down here and do gymnastics to this place, which was the gym, and it was just a fun thing. Like, just they used to have, like, entertainment where they'd get, like, football players and stuff to come up there, and you can win prizes and stuff, Christmas parties, everything just used to be great up there. You used to celebrate everything, treasure hunts, Easter egg. They used to have this little pool. Well, when I was a kid, it was favourite things for me. And they used to have this thing that's called the alligator, which is a long yellow bit of, like, tarp stuff, and you wet it and you slide across it. And I used to find that really fun. But, yeah.
What about you, April? Have you got any memories too?
I was kind of the younger generation behind Chantel. So I remember being up there watching them and that, like, wanting to join in, but never being able to. The boys were just too big for us. And I was only there for 3-4 years, but I remember, all I can remember now is when Shani was talking, when we used to play the game, you lean against the wall, and, like, you're sitting on a seat, and whoever could sit out the longest, like, the youth people, just the carers would just sit there, and when everyone was out of control, they'd just say, play it. And we would all sit there for hours trying to...
It's the one where you lean down and you imagine you're sitting on a seat.
Being allowed on a seat, and you're not allowed to move your knees or anything. And they just stand there and laugh at us for hours because we try so hard not to fall.
And remember A?
We just give out all A when you got to...
It's hide and seek.
And they put a cone in the middle and you've got to make it to the cone before someone sees you. We used to...
Commando. The camps were fun. We used to do a lot of camps.
Snow trips.
No, there wasn't snow trips at this one. Oh, there was, like, in our parents' generations and that. But ours were more like Jamboree and... Like, I remember the first ever camp I went on was a Blue Mountains camp, and we ended up coming home the next day because the weather was just terrible and we got lost and it was just... Everyone just wanted to go home. There was another time we went on a Jamboree camp and the... it was a canoeing camp, sorry, and the trailer, the wheel fell off and we were on the highway and there was just all these sparks and we all thought we were going to, like, die, and just the camps were really fun.
And who organised all that at the time? Was that the council? Or
yeah, it's all the council, yeah.
Were there other things to do apart from King George V where you could play? What sort of activities would you do, say, apart from King George
V? Well, when we were younger, it was more of like the only activities you would be allowed to do is if you're with your parents sort of thing, because when the old centre was there, I was still in primary school, so April would have been pretty young. I think year five's when they shut it down, when I was in year five, would I have been?
Yeah.
And, basically it was freedom from your parents. But I remember, like, every Friday night was barbecue night and it went till 9 o'clock and all the parents came up and it was a good feel.
So what was it like to grow up in Millers Point as a kid? What would you say? How would you describe it?
It was pretty good. We're all pretty, as much as we don't show, we fight and argue, but we're all a pretty good bunch. Because we all know what everyone's like. We all know each other's limits.
I think it's a unique community. Like, if you find other communities, there's always groups of people who want to, like, I don't want to say,
who don't
but
like
who
want to,
yeah, who don't like each other. And for places like Redfern and that, you find a lot of different groups wanting to fight each other. And you just don't have that here. You just have one big group and you know everyone. And the thing where you know our community is good is, like, New Year's Eve, for example. It's like everyone's back in the area, whether they've moved or, you know, whatever, they've come back for New Year's, and everyone just knows each other, and it's just the greatest atmosphere on New Year's in the Rocks.
And we're always... It's, like, it's really good because we're always behind each other no matter what. We support each other, and we're just really... That's a close bunch. Like, even Helen's us sometimes as a youth worker. She's like, he's joking, you can't... Did someone do this? And we're like, nah. She's like, you can't just say no if they did it, you got to tell her, like, nah. We never back down from each other and we're really a bunch.
Right. That was a tree again, was it, on the roof?
Yeah.
Interesting roof, isn't it?
You picked a good place.
Do you know all the kids of your age now? Do you still have contact with them? Are they still living in Millers
Point? Yeah, we're all here. This is us.
The other thing about our, like, KGV is... Like, people who don't live in Millers Point still grew up in Millers Point, if that makes sense. Like, they spent every day practically in Millers Point. Like, KGV is the place that made us all close. And then the youth centre actually brought a lot of quiet kids from when we were younger and brought them in, and they loud now, and now it's just a big group now, escalated sort of thing. But
we have a kid, his name's Adam. His dad lives here. And he's been here since he was little.
And he's like
played
my
cricket
little
with us. And he comes down all the time. He's just one of us. We're just, even though he doesn't live here, he's just here with us.
Like, some of my best mates are here all the time, like boy mates, like, that we've just grown up with through sport and whatever, just because they used to come to KGV every day. And, it's sort of like that.
Chantel makes a joke that these boys are going to be here forever and the next place they're going to go is next door, the old people, the citizen place. For the older citizens, saying when they move, they're going to stay here as long as they can and then move on.
Do you feel safe in this area as teenagers?
No. Yeah. My mum, like, gets worried because, like, I'll go and play basketball. Like, for example, we're playing netball at 9 o'clock tonight and, usually I'm playing on my own and not with people from the area, and I've got to walk down the tunnel and down the hill, and I'm like, I'm fine, Mum, I'm not worried, because you just... I guess that's pretty much everywhere, though. You feel safe in your area, so...
And we know, like, we know everyone. We can't walk through the street without saying, even to an older person, hi, like, you know them. And Mum says, where are you going? What time are you home? And we're like, what are you worried about? We know everyone. Everyone we see, we know. Nothing's going to happen. We feel, yeah.
There's a lot of problems in other parts of Sydney, of course, as you probably know, with drugs and things. Is that happening in Millers Point as well, do you think?
I prefer not to comment on that.
Not as much as other places. It is happening with all teenagers.
I mean, I'd be lying if there weren't people in this community who... But when we say drugs, the people I know aren't into, like, heroin or speed. If I'm being honest, I'm talking about marijuana. Personally, I don't do it, never will. I'm a sporty girl, so I don't touch any drugs. But marijuana, I guess, is the biggest thing in Millers Point.
And I mean, that's so bad.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well everywhere.
Yeah.
So it'd be very difficult for you to be excluded totally from it, I suppose. But, yeah. So the boys protect you anyway, do they?
Oh, very, very protective. My brother and his boys were always protective of me and, like, the young ones and the boys as well. So now these boys feel obligated too and, you know, so...
Let's talk a bit now about your parents' lives when you were young at Millers Point. What would your mothers do, say, after a day's work? How would they entertain themselves?
Laying down in the lounge with a coffee and a book.
Going to the Glenmore.
Mum works a lot, so, like, she has an outside job as well for Millers Point, so when she's home, she's... She likes to lay around a little bit, clean up. I'm a bit of a messy child, so she cleans up. But
my mum's only works casual, but she loves it. When people come down, she can show off where she lives. Millers Point and the Rocks, like, everyone wants to be there. She takes walks, hundreds of people of our friends and family around. Look at this, she thinks she knows all the little secrets.
That's the other thing, when you go out, like, and you speak to people, like, you just meet people, and they're like, oh, where do you live? And you're like, oh, I live in the Rocks. And you don't tell them your house commission, you just, because they, like, think, oh, you're rich, and then you sit there and you're like, yeah, you know, and when they go, oh, do you live in a house? And you're like, yeah, and they're like, wow, and we all laugh, like, we laugh about it because it's funny, but...
They think you're from the rich areas.
Rich area.
Well, there's Walsh Bay, I guess.
Stablesboro. No, but they know, like, the Rocks, they just assume, yeah. Walsh Bay's just come.
Right. So. It used to be that living in Millers Point was a no-no in past generations. People were actually quite afraid to say they lived in Millers Point because it was regarded as a bit of a slum in the 60s. Did you know that?
No, it was in the 60s. It's starting to be now. But,
It's starting to be trendy now, isn't it?
Not really Millers Point. That's more Walsh Bay.
But we do have a lot of up-and-coming things now. Like, we've got the Lendlease. The place with the big egg.
I feel like, in a way, they want to get rid of all the house commission. I can't see us all being here in the next 10 to 20 years, just personally. Because this area is just a profit place, and if someone with a lot of money can get a house or something in the Rocks, then, you know, I just can't see this being house commission for many more years to come.
Why do you think that is?
Because Sydney is money hungry.
Our
government loves money. That's my personal opinion anyway.
As much as we'd like it to be here in 10 or 20 years, it's just not. It's just a profit place. Everyone wants in on it.
I just think with house commission, I don't know, they want to have them in certain areas, I feel, and the Rocks is a very unique area to have house commission. And I just see what they're doing with Walsh Bay, and eventually it's going to get up here. And I've noticed House Commission's really strict now, and I've spoke to people who have, not in Millers Point, but in other areas, just been kicked out for their rent being late or just simple things now. And the waiting lists are just long, long, long. I just can't see it being here about 20 years, which is sad because it actually is a quite unique area. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about your school, the schools you attended. Did you start in kindergarten?
Lance Kindergarten? Fort Street, I didn't start at Lance Kindergarten.
Me neither.
because when I was younger, I didn't want to leave my preschool at Marrickville. But we all attended Fort Street Primary, which was... education wasn't too good, but it was a fun school.
There was only 60 kids when we were there.
At the most, we were struggling to get 60. There were times there they wanted to shut it down, and but it was convenient and...
it was good.
So did they try to shut it down while you were at school?
Yeah,
only because of the numbers. It was like, yeah, struggling to...
So what happened? How did the community react to that idea that they were going to shut it down?
There were commercials.
Trying to get more kids in.
I remember one thing, Cheese TV, just before they first started, come down to our school when we actually gave them a lot of ideas. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know if you're at the school, but... Cheese TV, Fort Street actually gave them a lot of ideas. Our school, we got to sit in the assembly hall and just talk to Jay and that before they started.
Which TV is that?
It was called Cheese TV. It was like a cartoon show on Channel 10.
In the morning.
All right. Okay.
Still on, is it?
No.
They did a program at Fort Street, did they?
Oh, they've come and just asked us for ideas and what do we think of the name Cheese TV and... you know, what would we like to see? And yeah, and then about 3 months later it was on air and it went for about 5-6 years.
So. Right, okay. Did the kids take part in that at all?
Yeah.
What did you do? What ideas did you give them?
I don't know, I was little, but...
I don't think we liked the name very much. I don't think we agreed with it very much.
Yeah. We just... about what cartoons we'd like to watch and... I think a lot of us were Cartoon Connection, was that the name of...
Yeah.
All of our ideas went from there. That was on Channel 7 with Agro. And, yeah, I think most of our ideas come from that show, actually. But, yeah.
Do you remember any teachers' names from Fort Street School?
I remember all of my ones.
Me too.
I remember my favourite teacher was Miss Trevor, who was my kindergarten teacher. And then she left. And then year one I had Miss Wellard for year one and two, and year three and four I had Mr. Prince. Is that who I had? No, I had Miss Barter, and then because the best teacher was Miss Wells, and she was year five and six. And I remember she left when I was in year four, and I was so excited because I was finally... no, Mr. Prince was year three and four. Sorry, Mr. Prince was the principal. I won't get started on him, but yeah, and I was really excited because, oh my god, that sounded like an animal. It sounded like a bird. But yeah, I remember Mr. Prince, and he was just a teacher you just didn't want to be with anymore. And I remember being in year four getting excited because I was gonna have Miss Wells, and Miss Wells left, and the whole school was crying and the whole school was sitting in the playground, just bawling their eyes out. And then Miss Barter left, and year five and six we had to have Mr. Prince. And we were like, oh my God, we've just had him for 2 years, don't make us have him for two more. But yeah, Miss Barter came back. And we had Miss Barter for year five.
But she had to leave because of the shortage.
Yeah, she left because...
there wasn't enough kids.
And I remember she came in with bags of clothes and little remembrance gifts and that for us, and then she left, and about 2 months later she came back, and yeah.
I had Miss Thompson in kindy, year one, year two. Oh, year two, year three. Year three, year four, I had Miss Ryan. Five, year six, I had Miss Shanley. And yeah, and Mr. Hewitt is the principal now, Andrew Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
And I had him for a little bit.
It's a different school than now.
Yeah.
What, and which way?
Well, I didn't attend the school. I had Mr. Prince my whole time. And I guess that a couple of times the teachers hit the children.
Oh,
I think all of Millers Point knows that, so it's no secret. Mr. Prince had some weird ways of
disciplining
kids. The education, just you didn't learn much at Fort Street when I was there. It was whether you wanted to learn or not.
Having year five and six together before someone's going off to high school, and having year six
And then
really learning more than you.
When Mr. Hewitt took over, the school actually got very educational and
more funding.
Yeah, but apparently it got a lot more boring. When we were there, it was a lot like it was really fun.
Did the parents take part in much of the school activities too?
Yeah, they did, the PNC. Our school camps were good, year 5 and 6 camps. It was only $50 and we went for a week to the basin. Yeah, they were pretty fun.
Well, that's good. So now, you're coming here to this youth centre. Has that changed at all since you were younger?
It used to be a gym when we came here.
Yeah.
When the centre shut down to close, King George, when it closed down to be rebuilt, they brought us down here for a while.
To the Abraham Mott Hall, which was our centre for about a year while it was getting built. And, we used to be allowed to come into the gym a lot. I remember on Saturday mornings they used to have kids' morning, like where we could come in on a mini tramp and jump onto the crash mat and just... But it was the gymnastics in here. We did gymnastics and we competed. Remember we done an Alice in Wonderland sort of performance once and, yeah.
Aladdin.
And then when this first became the youth centre, we were still in our KGV days for about the first 2 years or something. We were still up KGV. And then, I came down here and it wasn't really a... Until Helen came here, this place wasn't...
It wasn't really a youth centre.
It was a drop-in centre, if that makes any... I don't know if you've seen drop-in centres around Australia or anywhere else. It's... You come in and do whatever you want. Well, Helen sort of, she organises sporting activities. On the holidays, we go out, have outings, and she just keeps us, like...
So tell me what you do here now. I mean, what kind of activities do you take part in?
Well, for instance, these holidays, we go on the beach, laser skirmish.
To be honest, because I'm 19 and... I don't come here much anymore in the last, say, 6 months. I used to come here always after school and that with all my mates. I used to bring them down here from Glebe and stuff. But because things that entertain me now is just catching up with my school friends and that's what makes me happy. So, but when I come here, I'll go on the internet or play pool or table tennis. I sit here and I'll talk to Helen and Chinta for like an hour and a half, and just yeah, that's basically what I do.
I come here every day, except when I'm working, I'm here all the time. Like, I come here before work, after work, not after work, like before work, to say hi because everyone's always here. If you're looking for someone in between 2 and 6, I can guarantee you they'll be in this center or sitting at the front. I can guarantee it. It's just everyone's here, you catch up with everyone. And Mills Point, it's really good.
You said you come here before and after work. What kind of work is that?
I work at McDonald's.
Ah, okay.
And Circular Gay. Not much of work, but it's work. Money's money.
Yeah, sure. So what's your favourite activity here, both of you, let's say?
The holidays. I think the holidays are good because you get to do things like... Jamboree, for example, you get a council bus to come and pick you up and you pay $10 when it's usually like $35 to get into Jamboree. Things like the movies you pay $5 for when you pay $13 or... I know the money doesn't mean much, but, like, I mean, when you go and do it anyway, you know, it's just fun. I like the activities and the holidays. So.
I just like it. When we're together, just when we're all together, like, that's an activity for me. Like, coming here and everyone's been here. Or, like, for instance, when we went to Jamboree on the bus, it took us, like, 2.5 hours together, and we had so much fun on the bus. It was just... We didn't get off knowing and playing. We just went the whole way. We were fighting over the music. It was just us, like... And no one's different. It was good. I liked it.
So these are the programs that they put on here, are they?
Yeah, for the holidays, yeah.
That's the end of tape number MPFH 26, side A. This is the start of tape number MPFH 26, side B. What's been one of the best programs you think they've had here?
Um,
I think we haven't been there yet. Next Thursday.
The money's been a bit... their budget's gone down now, so the excursions aren't as... a lot of them are in centre activities now, where when the first holiday program first started, it was like going out every day. I personally love the summers because I'm always at the beach in the summer, and because they go to the beach a lot, it's easier to just come here and get on a council bus and then have a barbecue, because I love my barbecues, and if everyone's there, you know, and you get a free ride there instead of sitting on the bus for 50 minutes picking up everyone at each bus stop, it's just easier that way.
Okay. So. What about you, April? What do you do in the summer here?
In the holidays. Oh, you asked what the best activity was. There's one. We went to camp 2 years ago with our school, Balmain, and we went to Cataract Park. It's like a boot camp. You go in the mud, you do like army cadets and that. And we're doing that on Thursday. So I'm really excited because all of us.
Next Thursday.
And I think it's really good with our activities, what we do, because we have a boy out there with no arms, as you've probably seen. And he's exactly like us. There's no one treats him differently. He's the same. No one even thinks of him differently. He plays touch, he plays soccer, he shoots, he plays basketball, kicks soccer balls. He's one of the cheekiest ones out of the lot. But and just the things that Helen can set up for us to make him come with us. Like we see other centres and they don't even do that. Like they fight each other and with ours, he's so good and we look after him, we make sure everything's okay, he's alright, we feed him. But like we're going to Cataract Park on Thursday and there's some things we thought me and Ashley, my friend, were like, and hey, maybe he can't do it because so we came and spoke to Helen, she'd already emailed them and asked, is there anything that he can't do? Can we change it to make sure he can do it? And we just we did. And we're just thinking about that. That's good. It's really good that we can do that with Pat and that because some people may count as a disability, but we don't.
No one in this area does.
He's not different. He's the worst out of the lot. He's the cheekiest one. But
he's probably swims quicker than any of us.
Really?
Races.
Plays soccer better than any of us. He's just.
Steps us all in touch. Shows us up. It's embarrassing.
That's great. That's good. So, what about the makeup of the kids here? Are they mostly Australian kids or are there a lot of multicultural people as well?
Different.
I think everyone has a background. Like my background's Maltese.
Mine's Aussie.
On which side of your family is it Maltese?
My father. Yeah.
Are you related to the Caruanas? They're a Maltese family.
Chris Caruana.
No.
No?
Yeah, but I know who they are, yeah.
We know that.
So that's a good... They've been great in this family, the Caruanas. I mean, family in this community, but no. My last name's Shackleton. I've actually got a Pommy last name for some reason, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get asked all the time, am I related to the great Shackletons who walked through the, what was it? The Atlantic or whatever they did?
Antarctica,
yeah. And I'm always like, yeah, of course I am.
So, is there enough to do after school here, apart from the centre? I mean, what are the kids at Millers Point? What can they do? They haven't got much space to play in, have they?
There's really not much to do in Millers Point, to be honest, but we've got the city. So the city's sort of our playground.
Well, Shani's a bit old just to play with us, but last holidays the centre closed at 6 and we really had nothing to do and we're sitting around Lower Fort Street near the Garrison Church and there's kind of a dead-end street with a park and we were really bored one night, so one of the boys brought up, let's play Commandos. And we're thinking, no, this is never going to work. We're not going to be able to do the restrictions. But we broke into teams and we just played. You weren't allowed past a certain point.
Because we used to do it when we were younger.
Oh, it was... And we played every night. When the centre would close, we'd go home, change our clothes, come back out and play all the hours of the night. But we got a few complaints. We're being a bit noisy, but...
Another thing is if we want to have a game of touch football overnight, everyone in Millers Point seems to find out like that and then... All of a sudden, everyone's down there playing touch football. Or
like,
where do you play that touch football?
Under the bridge or the village green used to be the main spot, but it's really tiny. And
where's the village green?
Just across the road, that little island in the middle of the road.
Argyle Place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or like on Christmas Day, we all got together. I don't know how we all found out. We're in the middle of playing cricket.
And then we all ended up at my house.
don't know how we got there either.
The whole community was at my house at one stage.
She was in a Santa suit, walking around in Santa suit.
That's another good thing, Christmas Day in that. Like,
we didn't know how we all got there, but we all were just there and let's play cricket. That's how, and everyone was outside their houses watching, catching on balconies. We were just...
So there's a sort of a grapevine, is there, at Miller's Point, that the news spreads very quickly?
Yeah, well, Christmas, oh, sorry. Christmas, especially for generations, has just been... Miller's Point has been the place to be. Like, all my family used to love coming down here, and we used to block off Kent Street and have big cricket games and that, but it's mellowed down now. It's not as popular as it used to be. I remember one year we, you know, the water pipes that you have for, like, fires? I remember one year one of the locals actually undone it, and it was... Because it was, like, 40... It was, like, one of the hottest Christmases... And he's just undone it, and we've all just got wet, and the police came and they just ignored it and then eventually said, look, we have to, you know, do it back up. I remember that. I was about, like, 9, but it was so much fun. And just Kent Street, like the street I live in, was just awesome. And then Auntie Jo and Uncle Jim, they're not really my aunties, but you get told, they moved into April Street. And ever since then, Christmas has sort of gone down a bit. But
we all pretty much meet up on Wimbledon Street on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, you still meet up and stuff. You know where everyone is, but it's there's no arranged sporting things anymore. It's just on the spot. So you just go, oh, yeah, we're playing cricket in 2 o'clock. And eventually everyone comes and has a game.
So you basically make your own fun then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Very creative kids.
Now, you both got involved with Rockfest, didn't you? Tell me a little bit how that began and what it's all about.
Originally, it was about joining up with Lendlease, who is a corporation who just want to get involved with Miller's Point and help us out. And they started a mentoring program, which is like, that was for like April and that, just if they needed help with homework or just life in general. And just it helped the Lendlease staff just get to know teenagers and that. And, yeah, it was just, it started through just to get everyone in, like all the businesses in Miller's Point and that all just together and the kids as well.
And then the kids all got involved at Fort Street Primary to have a brainstorm, the first ever. Everyone of them boys and girls wrote down their names and agreed they're going to join in with us, they're going to do it, blah, blah, blah. The next meeting, it was down to like,
we had a workshop.
2-day workshop, and it was down to about 6 of us. The first day there was about 12, then the next day there was 6.
There was the original girls and then there were five boys. And then the next day we went on
a cruise.
A pirate ship. And there were 3 boys then, and then the boys just left. And then eventually it was 5 of us, was it?
5
of us. And we did it ourselves with the...
What did you actually do? Explain to me what you did.
We started off a lot of meetings.
We started off as we're going to have a big festival down at Circular Quay. Then after a couple of months, no one was getting much done.
But we didn't really get along with the coordinator. It was more of a thing where she's never
worked with kids
before, and we could feel that she was struggling, so we sort of, they all made me express how we felt to her, and that was sort of the thing. Chantel do everything, you know. Chantel speak, as you can probably tell, I talk a lot. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
And eventually Adrian stepped in and said, well, would you like me to take over?
Adrian Meredith.
Yeah.
And she took over, so then we organised food, movies, awards, what we're going to do, clothing,
mentors. We partnered up with our mentors.
So you both have mentors?
Yeah.
Well, Samantha and I, which is my best friend, because we're like over 18, they buddies. Like, we got them to help us with the Rocks Fest because us two had a heavy workload. It was really heavy. And, then the two ladies really liked being our buddies, so we sort of didn't want to go, you know, we enjoyed talking to them. We just meet up with them once a week or whatever and have a coffee or something. So.
But we had to do door knocks with chopping off the invitations. We had a week, 2 weeks before the Rocks Fest, and the invitations hadn't been out yet. Or the RSVPs hadn't come back yet. So Chantel and I no one else was there, walked all the way around Mills Point, the rocks, dropping them into doors. And by that night, we had about 70 back already. We had only had like 80 seats. So,
so what was the idea of the Rocks Fest? What did you devise? What kind of ideas did you come up with?
Well, originally it was meant to be a big festival with rides, animals,
show bags,
music, footballers, entertainment. There was one stage we were going to get Sony to set up a stage and hopefully get someone like Delta Goodrum or someone. And then it was just getting too much for us and we weren't making any progress. So a couple of us come up with an idea to have a movie festival
and show what the young people around Mills Point could do. We had performances of the night with dancing, singing,
movies. I ended up being in pretty much every video that was made in Mills Point. April and I both hosted the night.
As you can tell, we're the ones that don't shut up. Yeah. So people are like, yeah, April and Chantel, so, yeah.
Did you make your movies? You shot them?
Yeah.
Who were the camera people, yourselves?
Oh, yeah, we had...
basically us, like... Oh, you can tell though, where's the bridge?
Where's the bridge was... We made a movie called Where's the Bridge before it was actually... We were just making movies for fun before even the Rocks Fest got involved. And one day, this is one day of shooting, me and Chantel and I ran down the street with people following with cameras, asking people, because the obvious question, where's the bridge? We were standing under the bridge, where's the bridge? We were standing at Circular Gate, do you know where the bridge is? And people, but tourists were asking and they'd point in other directions. Like the bridge would be there and we'd say, where's the bridge? And you can see people would point over there. Like not on purpose, and we found it really funny. And then we had other people, husbands and wife, both pointing opposite directions. And then we went down to Circular Quay and we're dancing for a busker. Then we're just making jokes, like we're asking these Asian tourists, would they go out with our friend? And it was just a joke, like a funny day.
That day was to learn how to
use a camera.
There was a TAFE course sort of thing. And us two were the only two that would get in front of the camera, so... And we just done silly things. We just walked in the police station and just, yeah, silly things.
And I asked, have they seen us before? Do they know who we are? And then in the end, they made it into a movie and they said, we're going to enter this. And we were like, what? They're like, we're going to enter it. And we were like, okay. And then it came up on the screen and we got really embarrassed.
And we also won a lot of awards for this Rocks Fest.
Who gave the awards?
We've won a Prime Minister's Award for Excellency for the partnership between Lendlease, the school, and Abraham Hall. And we get, we've won the national one, or we've won the state one.
Something like that.
And now we're going into the national one in Melbourne, which all our teachers and Lendlease staff are going to.
And we don't get
but
to
the
go.
Kids aren't invited.
So and we did the hardest
we're
work.
We're pretty disappointed in that.
No, but we just didn't understand that. We worked our butts off for that Rocks Fest. And we don't get to get in the glory, but...
When we got up on that stage for the Rocks Fest, he was so hot, he was so red. Like, we had never been embarrassed, but just before they told us we had to go on stage, we were just like, nah, it's not going to work. We were doing the decorations 10 minutes before it started. We were pinning up the final decorations. We weren't even dressed.
Also, me and my best mate and I, we won a TAFE award. Because we both were attending TAFE, so we won a TAFE award for what we did. Also, our group won from the Lord Mayor, we won an award, and we went and received that at Redfern Town Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And we got
a youth week.
And we got another award, but I can't remember what that was for.
And a Cancer Council one for getting the money.
Yeah, Cancer Council, because we raised their money. So...
Wow, tell me a little about what happened on that day. What was the sequence of the programs? I mean, how did the day start and how did it end?
Basically, it was a film and then...
Which film? The videos you made?
Yeah, there was community videos. And then after that, we had awards and I found these Oscar trophies and we bought them and we gave people Oscars.
We engraved them Oscars? Yeah. There's one up there, just there.
Yeah, there's one. Just for best actor and best...
you made them yourselves?
No, we bought them from a trophy shop. They got them engraved in that for us. And then as a gift to all the partners and that for their help, we bought them that picture there. With our money, we got $500. Us five guys for what we did, we got a $500 reward. And we...
Check.
Yeah, check, and we bought two of them for them.
The day started off, we're all at school. We're all at our cross country. And then we all got here around four. We started decorating, cleaning, decorating, because we couldn't decorate the night before because there was people using the hall. Decorating. We went to, was it reverse garbage? We did that all.
Not my idea.
We looked like we were aliens, the decorations we had. So then the night before, we went shopping again for stuff. And then we just set it all up and we went home. It started at 7. We went home about 10 to 7, got changed, come back, and we're ready. We did awards, dances, awards, songs, awards.
So you sang as well?
We didn't sing. The boys sang. They've got a computer out there that do make, they make their own. At the moment, they're currently making their own CD. We tell them we're going to help them put it out there. And they sung for us, and our youth one of the youth workers sung, and yeah.
The main thing for our music festival was to, the boys especially, like, a lot of the older residents think that they were just thugs and just troublemakers and whatever, and then basically we just wanted to get the message out that us, we don't really have much trouble with the adults, but sometimes, you know, boys will be boys and then, yeah, I don't know.
So the main point of the whole idea was to get them, known that they're not just that. Like, when one of the main boys that everyone doesn't really agree with what he does and that got up and sung for the night and played the guitar, and everyone really enjoyed it. And then we had them in the movies, the boys in the movies, giving the boys awards for the cameraman, showing them how they filmed and that, how they learned, and it was really good.
Oh, interesting. Hey, it's a cultural effort. It's a creative effort, wasn't it? Did you feel good about doing that?
Yeah.
You're going to repeat this again next year?
Yeah, everyone's telling me you have to have another one or all that.
What were some of the troubles you had in making this all happen?
The coordinator didn't get along with children. Chantel didn't get along with the coordinator.
No, don't say Chantel. The whole lot, it was just, there was a lot of arguments. We were a group of young girls, never been in meetings. Every week we were at one or two meetings. We were working with Lendlease people who are in meetings every day, who know how it's done, and we wanted it our way. They want, you know, it was just the hardest things was doing the whole thing. That was the hard thing.
And considering it was like, at the beginning it was this big, going to be this huge thing. So we started in like November from May to May. That's when it was going to be. And then...
Yeah, it was like
November. We didn't start again. Then we just stopped for the Christmas holidays and started again in February, and it was just a movie night. So all that hard work we put in, we had about 27 meetings.
A movie night was nothing compared to the first thing that
what
we were making.
What we had in mind.
We were out in the rain measuring Circle of Quay. Samantha and I had to do this sponsorship package, which took us ages.
With DVDs.
DVDs, everything we did, and it was, we didn't use any of it. It was just, that's what really was draining on us. And then we sat down and Adrian goes, look, do you just want to do this? And we were like, well,
we put all this effort in
and it's just like gone. We want to succeed, and then we succeeded.
And we were also, geez, this is going to be our night, it's for us. And then we were just like, do we want to do it? And then we just decided we're going to.
I think the last week or two were just stressful. That's the only stressful thing I can say about the movie, when we knew what we wanted. That was about the most stressful time, because it was just hands-on.
Getting awards, getting the people there, making sure the people that won the awards would be there, getting the movies, who are we going to put in the movies, watching the movies to see if they're up to the standard we wanted. Or...
Yes. Yeah, so.
That's great. And how many people turned up for this Rocks Fest?
It's about...
I think there were 70.
Yeah, 70 people.
Oh.
But a lot of people couldn't make it because of other commitments. Like, they'd said yes and then the last minute couldn't make it. Like, my mentor, she was in it from the beginning. She was so excited about it. She loved the idea.
She heard her back.
And she heard her back just, like, 2 weeks before, and she couldn't make it. So, yeah.
I just want to get a little more information about this mentorship, seeing that you both have mentors. Can you each talk about your mentors? I mean,
well, my mentor's the assistant to the boss of Lendlease. So she's a very busy girl and I'm a very busy girl, so we struggle to meet each other, but we talk on the phone frequently, and she communicates through my brother who works there and, you know, sends her love and whatever. And she's just come back from London on a trip for 3 weeks. And, well, I just think she's great. She's... I was a bit worried at first because I thought, I'm a very outgoing, bubbly person, and I was like, what if I get this lady who's so not like me? But, yeah, she's great. Her name's Pamela Reynolds, and, yeah, she's a very lovely lady.
What do you sort of, what activities do you do with her?
Well, I personally haven't done much because a lot of our things get cancelled. Like, when we say we're going to go for lunch, something comes up with one of us, or but we go for coffee a lot. We've gone for a lot of coffee, but I haven't seen her in about 4 weeks, like 4 weeks before she went to London, and then but we speak on the phone, but it's just flat out like she had deadlines and stuff she's had to do, and I've just been working every day. And when I was at TAFE, it was even harder because I only got Fridays off, and I worked Fridays, and it was tough, but yeah.
How has she been able to help you, do you think?
She just helps me with life in general, because when she was younger, she was similar to me in a lot of ways, and she helps me now. Like, she can help me with everything. She's just a very smart lady, and where she's come, like, she's just got a great job, and she loves it, and I can just, you know, I can learn from what she likes, and...
So it's advice and things she gives you too.
Yeah, and I actually help her too, and we just help each other, I guess. Like,
how do you help her?
Just by seeing how we are today, and just teaching her about our culture, basically. Like, everyone wants to learn about, just get an insight to teenagers. I think that's a beauty to the mentoring program, because a lot of teenagers are, you know, they've already got names on their shoulders. Like, a lot of older people, like, just look at you when you walk down the street like you're a teenager sort of thing, and it's just, they don't know you. They just strive off, like, the Macquarie Fields incidents or the Redfern incidents, or, and then it's just, like, teenagers are all like that. But that's how I feel. But.
And you, April, tell me about your mentor.
My mentor. When I started, I had a different mentor named Adrian Meredith, the one that organised the partnership. And we were, all right, I really like Adrian and that. But we just weren't clicking as everyone else was, all the other mentors. Yeah, we did this, yeah, we did this. We were friends, she took me out, we had fun. It just wasn't the best. Then we went out on a day of bowling where we met other mentors. And she had already had another mentee, she had two mentees. So I said to her, the other girl needed more support and help staying on the track for school and that. And I said, if you want to change me, that's fine. I said, yeah. She changed me to another lady, Loretta.
What else?
And we love her. We all love her. She's the most fun. She's just like us.
She's like a mentor to everyone, or especially me. Like, I'll call her all the time for help.
We all, she's just one of us. She's funny like us. She enjoys being around us. She just, when she's there, it's just like talking to a friend. You're not talking to an adult. You can't keep things restricted. She helps with homework. She helps with everything, life in general. She takes us out to coffees.
She doesn't hold back on what she says. She's
we
just
went
honest.
To Shark Island. If we don't like someone, we can tell her. Like, Helen, we can't really say to her, oh, we don't like her. She's blah, blah, blah. We were like, we had it. She's like, yeah, me too. I love her. She's the best.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun living in Millers Point. So... what do you think you're going to do from, you know, I mean, you said already that you might leave Millers Point one day, things will change, you know, everything changes, of course.
Well, my goal is also...
Yeah, go ahead.
My goal is to get out of Millers Point. I think Millers Point is a very, how can you put it, it's so hard to get out of. Like, you talk to people now and they're like, I've lived here my whole life. People go overseas and they come back to Millers Point. People succeed in the work industry and they lose their job or they quit and they're like, I'm going to get another job, and they come back to Millers Point and it just draws them in. And my goal is to leave Millers Point, and when I come back, it's as a successful businesswoman, like what I want to do.
So. It's because everyone stays here, like your mum and your dad stay here, and you leave and then you're like, I'll come just home. Go back and stay with mum and dad for a while. It's just...
And I find everyone in Millers, like a lot of people in Millers Point do that, like... they'll move out and they're all happy. They'll move out with their girlfriends or... And I know, like, if you break up with your girlfriend, naturally you're going to come home to your parents, but it's like they don't leave, if that makes sense. Like, A lot of them don't work. A lot of them just have the doll. That's our age group.
I would really enjoy it staying in Mills Point as much as Shani would want to get out. I wouldn't mind because we're such close and that. We're so close. But everything's going to change. We're all going to grow up. We're all not going to be the same. We're all going to hate each other by the end of the
year. But don't get me wrong. I love Millers Point and I would live here. But I'm a goer. I want to go overseas. I want to, you know, live somewhere else because I rely on Sydney. You know, I'm a very patriotic girl and I love my Sydney and I love my city. And I just love to travel.
She loves her April.
Could you live anywhere else apart from Millers Point, though, do you think?
Not while I'm growing up. I wouldn't.
Not while, yeah.
Not now.
No, I wouldn't rather grow up anywhere else because I feel this has made me who I am today. But definitely now I'd love to live in somewhere like Hawaii or Miami. But
what do you think about the big development? The Patrick's Wharves are going to be leaving next year and there'll be a lot of building work starting in 2006. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
You don't know anything about it. It's all going to change down at the wharves there when the ships won't come anymore. So it's going to change Millers Point.
The ships don't come no more.
Well, they won't after next year.
Like the P&O cruises and that?
Well, they still pull up a circular quay.
The Met.
Oh, you're talking about
the cargo ships.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, or the unloading of the containers and things. That's all changing over to Port Botany.
Well, I don't mind that because it's so noisy of a night and that doesn't bother me.
Does it worry that this part of Sydney won't be a working harbour anymore?
Not really. That really classes what they class it in the old days, working Sydney, working harbour. It's the same still. It's not going to be that much different. The same stuff's going to be coming in just at a different location.
The only thing that worries me is they're doing all of this outside of Millers Point, but eventually they're going to come into Millers Point. They can't make everywhere outside of Millers Point rich and, you know, laid back and then have house commission in the middle of it. That's why I truly don't believe in 10 to 20 years they're going to be here.
Do you have any contact with the kids of, say, the Walsh Bay Wharfs people, of those apartments there?
You know, a few, just like by hello and whatever, just through scene all the time and that, but not really, no.
They don't really mix with your mob, do they?
Except when they tell us to shut up when we're swimming at the Met.
Mainly adults are in the Walsh Bay area, and yeah, they all work, and then...
Right, sure. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to do before we end the interview? We're near the end of our tape, so is there something else you wanted to say?
We love Millers Point. Wouldn't move. It's good. We love it.
Don't change it.
Don't leave. Don't make us leave.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, both of you.
Thank you for the interview.
So that's the end of the interview with April and Chantelle Shackleton. April Harrison and Chantelle Shackleton. And the end of tape number MPFH 26, side B.